Ellen Sorensen. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Bob.
Now, are you chairman of the board?
I'm president of the board. That's how the bylaws are set up. They have a president and a vice president and a secretary treasurer.
All right. So at your last meeting, you got around to doing interim appointments.
Right. We needed a command structure. We've needed a command structure for a while. And so we finally put one in place.
Okay. So you have an interim chief, an interim deputy chief.
Correct.
And then was it an assistant
chief? An interim assistant chief. The district probably 8 to 9 years ago had an assistant chief who did a lot of administrative work, and that was Lee Jess.
Okay.
So it's not an unknown position in the org chart.
All right. So who's your assistant? Who's your interim chief?
John Hollitz. And then the deputy interim chief is Cody Boers. And the interim assistant chief is Heather Donovan.
Now, Heather's been doing most of the administrative work, from what I understand.
She's been doing a lion's share of the administrative work. And Robert Whitaker from McMahon and Associates has been doing a great deal. And I don't do anything operationally, but I do consult with them on administrative things.
Okay. Now, these appointments are
temporary.
Temporary. There wasn't a time frame that or a limit that you put on them.
Right. We discussed that because the board does have flexibility to set a time limit or extend a time limit in the future, but it was determined that it should be open-ended because we're working toward a strategic plan, but we also have to look at what's sustainable for the district. Does the district remain as it is? Do we grow it, or do we look at another model?
Mm-hmm. Now, you also chose interim staffing option. There were three options that McMahon had recommended.
Yes, so. And one is administrative assistant and increasing Heather Donovan's hours. She's been putting in a lot of hours anyway. My granddaughter gave me a cold.
Very nice of her.
Yes, they're givers. Yeah. This is recognizing the hours that she is putting in and the authority that she needs to do what she is doing. And then it reduces the McMahon hours. When we hired McMahon to do interim administrative work, we didn't realize the depth of lack of administration. And those costs are too high. So by returning a lot of those administrative functions to the district, we can reduce McMahon and Associates' hours, because we do have another chief from the Neenah Fire Department who's been working on operationally with folks, and now he can partner with the interim chief, thus reducing hours. Heather will reduce hours by her increase in position, and then they can focus more on the strategic plan, and we can we're starting slowly to move forward, but I don't think anyone realized the depth of lack of administration.
I think your granddaughter owes you a jar of honey or something to soothe that voice there. But
it's always worse in the morning.
Now, the whole idea behind all of this interim stuff is that the district is developing a strategic plan, which could lead, we don't know yet, to some restructuring.
Right. Well, there are, I always think of these as opportunities. They're challenges for sure, but they're also opportunities. Do we want to look at combining EMS and fire for efficiencies? What would that structure look like? Would it still be a standalone district, or would it revert back to the city? I don't know. Those are conversations that need to be had.
Okay. Forensic audit. Can you give us an update on that?
Well, I in order to save money for the taxpayers, I've been doing a lot of the groundwork, which is finding deposits and putting them in order by year and then by month, and then working with Horicon Bank to check on what occurred. And I have to go through all of the checking account statements too. I haven't gotten to that because it's taken much longer than I had thought. Mm-hmm. We still don't have access to the Elon credit card. Horicon Bank, bless Michelle Vili's soul, is helping us get access to that because it's very difficult to get access to the card. And once we get access to the card, we can go back another 2 to 4 years.
Two to four years.
Yeah, see what's going on.
Okay. So where do you stand financially right now then?
I think financially we're okay because mm-hmm. we know 5 years was off the books. So we know that those payments did not come directly out of the checking account.
Right.
At the district.
Okay. Now we know that operationally everything seems to be okay because they
it's operationally they do a good job. The firefighters do a good job, and no matter what kind of command structure the board determined, there was going to be some angst among the members because you have a couple different things going on. We're hoping that by having internal folks who are very sensitive to the needs and concerns of the firefighters, that we'll have a better communication structure. In addition, one of the things that we've set as a priority is that these folks haven't had fit testing for their masks in years. So safety, I come from a background in which I've worked with public safety for a couple of decades. And my concern has always been for the safety of either those law enforcement officers and now fire officers. Fit testing is absolutely necessary for their masks so that they're not inhaling hazardous materials or noxious gases. That's not been done. We're in the process of having that done. We had a budget line for that. Mm-hmm. It was not expended. And then we had a budget line for physicals, which were not done. So we're going to be doing physicals to make sure that they're safe.
Well, you look at the train derailments in Ohio and some of the hazardous substances mm-hmm. they had to deal with those train derailments. Mm-hmm. And that's why that equipment is vital.
Some of the firefighters didn't even know what fit testing was.
Okay. So it's been a while then.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, fit testing is vitally important. Vitally important for our public safety folks.
Well, we know they got the chicken barbecue off to a good start.
That was great. I got to scoop beans.
Did you really?
Yeah, I got to scoop beans.
Is there a secret recipe for that?
No. If it is, they didn't tell me. It's a big secret. It was fun. I mean, it was very well organized, and it was fun to meet new people because a lot of the firefighters bring in family members to help.
Sure.
And so you get to meet siblings, you get to meet spouses, you get to meet children. It was a lot of fun.
That's one of those unofficial kickoff of spring things that never really kicks off spring. So
yeah, well, it seems like every Thursday we've been getting a snowstorm.
It has. Yeah, like 5 weeks in a row or something. We got another one coming up.
Yeah, I was looking at what was going on Thursday night this week to see what I would have to cancel.
All right. So the fire truck is off in the future, right?
Actually, we have a meeting with Pierce Manufacturing on the 21st at Pierce to review what the committee's been doing fine work on the truck. But they have some recommendations for changes. So I expect a change order, removing some things that are not necessary and adding other things that are to make the truck functional for their needs.
All right. So when the board meets, it's usually at the fire station?
Yes. But in this case, the salesperson had come down to meet with us initially back in October. And that's not really effective. It's more effective. It's more effective for them to go there and see what's going on, as well as having a spreadsheet prepared with a net increase or decrease in the cost of the truck. But with a detail, I'm all about detail, which I don't get a lot of right now. But with a detailed list of what the committee is asking to have removed and what they're asking to add and why they are adding that. Because I trust them. I'm going to tell you, Bob, I don't know. I have to rely on this committee because I don't know about buying trucks. What I do know is financing. And so that's where I can be of help to the board in making those decisions. But it's helpful to have the board work hand in hand with the different committees and have this contact with firefighters, because I think there's been a disconnect between the function of the board, which is policy, and financing, and what the firefighters do. So it would be my goal to have a better flow of communication and have the firefighters understand that the board is very concerned about how the fire district runs, their safety, and the safety, first and foremost, of all the people in the district.
Right. Helen, thank you very much for joining us today. Sorry to hear you're under the weather there.
What are you going to do? You love your grandchildren to death. You just like cuddle up with them. So,
well, always a pleasure to see you. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
That is Ellen Sorensen, who is the president of the Ripon Area Fire District Governing Board. We do appreciate her joining us this morning. We appreciate you joining us as well. The Morning Mic is on the way after our information block.